No question asked. Just call me, give me a number, we'd hook you up, all right? Eid Mubarak from all of us here at Shabnam Radio. Hi, and who we have on the line? Hello? Hi, who we have on the line? Hello?
Yes, another copy of that CD, man.
No problem, my brother. Just hold the line. What's your name?
Prasad, P-E-R-S-A-D.
Okay, one sec, Prasad. Listen, this was an album produced many, many years. Remember on vinyl? Well, it's now on CD. Beautiful indeed. Let me just play for you a couple tracks from the beginning. Let's go this one. Number one. Absolutely free. Again, you must be able to pick it up any time during this month at least, right? We'd make arrangements so we have Farida and Alima and Prasad. Just to give you a taste of the different tracks. Hits after hits like this. Just to say Eid Mubarak, we are giving away those CDs, all right? No charge, no question asked. That's 416-848-7772. Hey to brother Amir, sister Jamila, Eid Mubarak, brother Usman, and to you and your family, and of course the president Harun Sharif, Eid Mubarak. Rotifa Khan, to you my sister, Eid Mubarak. Shireen and Izam and the entire Aziz family, Eid Mubarak.
ShabnamRadio.com, streaming your culture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your host, Richard Aziz.
Eid Mubarak going out to Lazina and Abdul, of course, the brother of Rick Peer, my uncle Boeing, sending out to his brother, his big Baya, Popo Baya, Abdul Mohammed, Eid Mubarak, and of course, his sister-in-law, Lazina Aziz, Eid Mubarak from Rick Peer, and of course, Auntie Baby and family, Eid Mubarak. Telephone number to reach us 416-848-7772.
Mera dil mera iman, yari meri kehti hai, yaar कर दे सब कुर्बानी 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 अल्लाह को प्यारी है कुर्बानी 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 अल्लाह को प्यारी है कुर्बानी यारों के हम यार सच्चे यारों के ओ आंधी आए या तूफान
यार खड़े हैं सीना तान
आंधी आए या तूफान
यार खड़े हैं सीना तान
यारी मेरी कहती है यार से कर दे सब कुर्बान कुर्बानी 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 अल्लाह को प्यारी है कुर्बानी 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 अल्लाह को प्यारी है कुर्बानी 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 अल्लाह को प्यारी है कुर्बानी
तुझ पे कुर्बा मेरी जान
मेरा दिल मेरा ईमान
तुझ पे कुर्बा मेरी जान
मेरा दिल मेरा ईमान
यारी मेरी कहती है
यार पे कर दे सब कुर्बान कुर्बानी 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 अल्लाह को प्यारी है कुर्बानी 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 अल्लाह को प्यारी है कुर्बानी
416-848-7772 from the film Kurbani indeed. Remember that one? I don't remember who was the star boy in that one. Huh? But of course, we want to hear from you, 416-848-7772. And again, friends, the Guyana Day is coming up. Come on, get your tickets. Those of you who won tickets last week, well, of course, we'll be making arrangements so you can get them and pick them up at the door next week, Saturday. So stay with us as we continue to keep you company.
Guyana. Guyana Day, an indoor event at the Brampton Fairground, featuring Davinder Puran, Prince JP, Reckless Randy, Ranjiv Rao. Saturday, July 16th at the Brampton Fairgrounds, 12942 Hartlake Road in Caledon. Adult tickets $30, $15 for kids, children under 5, absolutely free. Get your tickets at Zen Restaurant, 619 Kingston Road in Ajax. Calypso Hut at 263 Queen Street, Brampton. Guyana Day is back, July 16th at the Brampton Fairgrounds.
And I rep in my homeland from USA to London. Believe me, I'm a proud Guyanese.
I just to remind you that Ganga and Shiva Pooja are taking place on Sunday, July 24th, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, sorry, at Morningside Park, number 3, Fire Pit number 3 by the creek. Please bring your prasad and flowers for offering. For further information, please contact Pandit Likram Tiwari at 416-451-7716. That's Pandit Likram Tiwari, 416-451-7716. You know, this has been an annual summer event, and this has been going on for many, many years. So again, it's a a must. You must come out if you're in the area. Check them out at Morningside Park on July 24th, 9:30 to 12 noon. Again, they encourage you to bring your prasad and flowers for offering. And for more information, you can call Pandit Likram Tiwari at 416-451-7716, 416-451-7716, or Pandit Deo at 416-858-4651, 416-858-4651. Well, we have some tickets to give away now. The boat cruise ticket. All right, so this the tickets are for the fifth annual Uni TNT boat cruise. Every year it has been sold out. Calling this one Goodbye COVID, and it's taking place Saturday the 23rd of July. And you can be on board if you call me and listen. You have to answer a three-part question. I'm making it up as I go. So, one will be, what is the name of the supermarket that we introduced to the program today? That's one. Second question is, what's the next question, boy? Name the female prime minister, a former prime minister, which was the first female prime minister of Trinidad and Tobago. Right, so one, the name of the grocery store that we are promoting today. Two is first female prime minister of Trinidad and Tobago. And three, anybody know where Richard Aziz from in Trinidad? Anybody know where Richard Aziz from in Trinidad? Anyway, those are the three questions, right? But you're winning two tickets, $120. And I want to let you know the tickets are compliments. Nigel Mohan. Nigel Mohan. 416-587-8638. 416-587-8638 for buying or selling your home. Looking to invest in real estate? Call Nigel. Nigel Mohan. 416-587-8638. I think that's too much, too many hard questions. All right. If you could get at least two out of three correct, you're in for the boat ride. Okay. 416-848-7772 is the telephone number. 416-848-7772 is the telephone number. And to make it nice, I'm going to play a little Trini music for you. Are you ready? Let me do it like this. Hey, don't forget now the boat cruise. Okay, so name of the grocery that we've been promoting today. Name and address of the boat, the grocery store, and first female prime minister of Trinidad and Tobago. And if you know where Richard is, he's from in Trinidad. Again, telephone numbers 416-848-7772. If you need to get tickets to get on the cruise, ticketgateway.com, and or you can call 416-309-9754. So those of you want to buy a ticket, 416-309-9754. This is always a nice cruise. Uni TNT, and we go into the phone line. Are you ready? Are you ready or not? Here we go. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello.
Yeah, you got me again, man.
Okay, so would you be able to go to the boat cruise if you win this ticket?
Of course.
You have your passport?
Of course.
All right. Okay, so the first question is, name the grocery and the address we're promoting today.
You know something? The name of the grocery you call it today, I know it's on Queen Street East, but because I have to go there first time I heard about the grocery.
All right, so the answer, not explanation. Answer.
Yeah. Jeez, I can't remember the
answer. All right, so bye-bye. Go on. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello. All right, we're going. Listen, guys, you can't answer by text, all right? I get all my texts mixed up here. Come on. 416-848-7772. An easy question. Name of the grocery we've been promoting today. The name of the first female Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago. And anybody know my business? Where from in Trinidad? Always talk about it. Yes, Devika, you know why you wouldn't qualify to play. Call. Hi, who we have on the line?
Yeah, hello, Raymond.
Hey, Raymond. All right, so let's sort the name of the grocery store we've been promoting and the address. Oh, Raymond, go on already. Hi, and who we have on the line?
You have Angela listening from Brampton.
Okay, Angela, okay, the name of the grocery we've been promoting?
Island Supermarket in Queen Street in Brampton.
All right, we will try and give you that. Is Island People.
Okay, Island.
All right, sorry. Well, we'll give you that. Second question. Name the first female Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago.
Kamala Bisesa Prasad.
You want to repeat that, Gil? Check that again. And I don't think you went to school with Kamala. Eh? So, Miss...
Kamala Bisesa.
Kamala Prasad Bisesa.
Prasad Bisesa, yes.
All right. You see, I'm helping you, you know.
Okay.
And third, you know where I'm from in Trinidad?
Lauramine.
Where's your house number? Not joking.
Okay.
All right, so Angela, stay on the line. We'll hook you up with the numbers, all right? Raymond, I don't know what happened. You cut off, but... So the name of the grocery is Island People, and first female Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Ms. Kamala Prasad Bisesa. And there's that thing, you know, from Laramine, I'm proud of Laramine. Laramine, salt boy, you know what I mean? And again, you too can get tickets if you'd like. This is a nice boat ride, I tell you. UniTNT is an organization that's doing a lot of charitable work. UniTNT, of course, their fifth annual boat cruise. Goodbye COVID on Saturday, the 23rd of July. For more tickets, $60 per ticket, which includes a meal aboard the Enterprise 2000. So if you sell one ticket, 416-309-9754. 416-309-9754. Again, the tickets today were compliments Nigel Mohan, real estate agent. Buying or selling or looking to invest in real estate, call him. 416-587-8638. That's 587-8638. 416-587-8638.
Stinker weed, you know. No. This boy stinker weed. Come on, a pound of it. Sleeping like jail tonight. That's in your boot.
Who come with it? Roll it.
I'm not leaving. That's impossible to do. Cause if you want me to go, you can be looking the way you do. You can be cooking the way you do. You can be hooking me. If you want me to go, you can be looking the way you do. You can be walking.
Hey, congratulations to Angela. Two tickets. Hey, don't forget Trinidad and Tobago celebrating its 60th anniversary as an independent nation. It's Diamond Jubilee indeed. On the 31st of August, but we want to tell you come out to this big one. Also, we'll be talking to the Consul General coming up on Caribbean Showtime TV in the next few days. I want to say hello to Katie. Katie Raghubar Singh. Hello, and who we have on the line?
Hello, Raymond.
Hey, KT, how are you, my little baby girl? Hey, remember, it's a two-day event in Brampton, August 20th and 21st, taking place at the Brampton Fairground. And, of course, it's going to be a license bar, food tents featuring the best of Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago cuisine, snacks and drinks. Popular soft drink, coconut, cane juice, pineapple, smoothies, and so much more. Hey, we have a man from South, another South boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're from Point, right?
Yeah, from Point. Remember I tell you, Jennifer is my sister, Jennifer Singh.
How is Jennifer Singh?
She's okay. She just come from Jamaica. Well, she just went to Jamaica when she turned out.
All right. Well, listen, we want to invite you. I know you know where the Brampton Fairground. The last time we met was up there.
I will be there.
Yeah, big one, man. This is a big one indeed. That 60th anniversary. Yeah. Anybody from Point you want to say hello to?
Yeah, I would like to extend Eid al-Adha to all my family and friends in Trinidad. Not only Point alone, in Charleville, all about.
All right. And, Well, let me ask you something. What do you say Point is best known for? If you have to say, invite somebody on this radio who never been to Trinidad and you want them to come Point, what you would tell them Point is known for?
Come on, Clifton Hill Beach.
Clifton Hill Beach, beautiful indeed. Nice facility they made there now, boy. Really nice.
Yeah, right. And then all the beautiful people in Point is always welcome strangers, anybody else.
Yeah, now one of the things I noticed, remember driving down Point, you always find Pomarac all about, boy. Like that is always in season.
Well, Pomarac right now in season, my brother just sent me, I think they make a big Pomarac chow.
Yes. I was telling our partner, you know, I don't know if you ever had this, but we had Pomarac, we had Guava, we had the Palm City, we had Mango, Plum, all kind of thing. But you ever had cane chow?
Yeah, we make all kind of chow. Even right here, I make cane chow. Pineapple chow, I'm eating a pineapple and mango right now.
Mm-hmm.
A mango chow.
So I was telling our partner, he didn't know what cane chow. So anyway, if you listen to anybody, try a cane chow. Nice.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks,
so, again, to all the Gultran family in Point. So, all the best to everybody.
Thank you, my brother. Girl, you know why you set the trend, girl, then. You make man start spend again, girl, then. Show me why you and your friend don't mash up the place from when. Me say, baby, just bend down, bend down, buzz. Baby, just bend down, bend down, buzz. Hey, it's Saturday and it's Shabnam Radio. Don't forget, later tonight we have local talent on parade. Did I tell you we now 24/7 on television? Yes, indeed, every day now. And of course, this evening we go live again from 7 o'clock and then 7 to 8 is local talent on parade. Following that is Sohana Safar from Trinidad and Tobago, Harold Nari, a beautiful program. And tomorrow morning, listen, if you never yet check us, come tomorrow morning, all right? We're taking your calls, we're doing some fun things on the TV live. If you don't have an IPTV box, that's no problem. Simply log on to www.caribbeanshowtime.com. That's caribbeanshowtime.com. Are you ready for some tune? Hey, another mix from Big Rich. I just want to ask again, I'm looking for some questions so we could give away some tickets for the Guyana Day coming up next week. Anybody have some trivia they could share with me? 416-848-7772 or take your number, take calls off here. Give me some trivia, and if we use your question, or you could text me at 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. You could text me a question with a valid answer. Something that would make you scratch your head to answer. Anybody? Last week we asked about the perpendicular drop from Takaicho Falls. We asked about the three counties. All right, so here what? I have some questions for you now. What is, and this is for two tickets to come out next week, Saturday, for Davinder Puran, Randy Reckless Randy, and Prince JP, right? What is the official name? What is Guyana's official name? What is Guyana's official name? 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. Two tickets, compliments, Zen restaurant out in Ajax, to come out and enjoy a nice day, a Guyana day. All right, so we're taking your calls now, and let's see. And who we have on the line?
Hi.
Hello.
Well, if I know my history right, it should be Dutch Guyana.
Nahi, nahi, nahi.
Really?
Really. Hey, we heard from Bachi Ceiling, and he said British Guyana. Nahi. No, my sister said if she knew her history. Nah. Again, let me read the question. What is Guyana's official name? Two tickets to come out to be a part of Guyana Day. Listen, this Farida, I think you're calling my cell number, sister. Please, I can't take your call.
Okay.
Yes, hi, who we have on the line?
You what? No.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Richard, how are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Not too bad. Richard, that previous name, I think, was British Guyana, but I have a quiz with the answer. I don't know if you want to...
Well, wait, that's the wrong answer.
Okay, let's pass beyond that. You want a quiz?
Yes, no, we can't go past beyond that. We have to get the answer first. You can't run the show, Mamu. If you don't really answer, we answer in this one first. All right, there we go. Who we have on the line? Hello, who we have on the line?
This is Bairo Kali Charan.
Bairo Kali Charan. You're taking a chance at this one, Bairo?
Yes, yes.
But Bairo, you won last week, right?
Republic of Guyana.
I say you won last week, right?
Yes, I did.
So you want to give somebody else a chance, but I don't hear you give an answer there. So what it is?
Cooperative Republic of Guyana.
Of Guyana, that is the answer. The cooperative...
Yeah, well, you see, the reason I call you, I want the extra two tickets. I want you to put them four in a pack.
No, but I said anybody who won tickets last week, we wouldn't be able to. But you know what? I would give you those two tickets because you're coming all the way from Niagara Falls.
That's right.
That's right. So, Bairo, so that would be four tickets for you, okay?
Okay, great, man.
Take care, man. Where are you listening to again from?
What's that?
Where are you listening to us from?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. Here we go, Niagara Falls. This one for you. You ready for a nice tune?
Yes, yes.
Hi, who we have on the line?
Hey, Richard, how are you doing?
Very well, sir.
You want a quiz and an answer?
Well, you can't give me the answer on the air, so hold on.
I can give it off here.
All right, so hold on. Right, so we have, we take this question. This is an interesting one, and I have no way I could verify it, but so we would ask, so we're going to teach a little bit here now. So who is the teacher we have? What's your name, sir?
My name is Sheikh Ghafoor, Old Bush Dai Dai.
What does that mean?
It means a guy that worked in the bush for over 40 years.
Where you work and what type of job you had?
I was a miner, and I was a trucker, and I was a pilot at the same time.
Oh, so listen, the pork knuckles, you remember, that's in Jamaica we had the pork knuckles. You
we have them in Guyana as well.
And so you would classify as a part-time pork knucker?
That is correct.
So where you would do, I want to ask you, please, it sounds very interesting. How old were you when you were in the bush mining?
When I left school at 16 and I started the age of 17.
And where you lived in Guyana?
I live in Ogle.
So Ogle was a mining town?
No. That's where I live. I live 2 minutes away from the Ogle Aerodrome.
So that might account for why you became a pilot. But how and what got you into going in the bush and mining and things, boy?
Well, I didn't do very well in school, so I had to work hard to make a living. And I always interested in the interior.
And I have to ask you, how much... how much was your biggest find, wood?
121 ounces in the Potaro River.
Oh, so you used to do like in those western with the river, the sifting thing.
That's correct.
Wow. So, Mama, out there in the bush, boy, especially in the interior, you wasn't afraid at that age? You didn't see some, like, I mean, it's not a nice romantic sleeping under the stars. Mosquitoes, snakes, rain, plenty water and all that. How you made out with those things?
Well, if you worry about all those disasters, you wouldn't go in the interior. That's the best place to live in the world, in the interior.
Wow. You know, I don't know if I could live there, but I would like to experience it. Some of the documentaries we've been showing on Caribbean Showtime TV, it really, 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 you know, interests me. I want to visit and take that type of a trip, especially with the Amerindians and the cowboys and stuff like that. Very, very interesting.
I'm going to be home from January to March because I work construction here. I get laid off in December.
Mm-hmm.
Take my number, give me a call, I'll be home.
All right, but let's see, you have an interesting question, and because I didn't have the time to write down the question and answers, and both the question kind of puzzling to me. So you take your time, ask the question, and we would give the answer at the same time. So we teach a little bit here now.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, go ahead.
Now to all my Guyanese brothers and sisters, first of all, Eid Mubarak to you. If you can tell me where the three main rivers reach in Guyana, I'd appreciate it. The three main rivers in Guyana.
All right. So the three main rivers, where they meet, and that's why they come to a point, but somewhere, is it, but you give me, name the three rivers that meet. Is that a question?
Yes, that's the question. Well, I'll give you the answer if you're ready.
Yeah, because I think the way you pose the question, name the three rivers, but I think it's where they meet, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Where they meet.
Where the three rivers meet, and they name the three rivers and where they meet.
That is correct.
Is a question, I think. Okay. So what are the three rivers and where exactly do they meet?
Okay. The three main rivers is the Cuyuni River, the Essequibo River, and the Mazaruni River. They all meet at the mouth of Bartica.
And how that area is called?
That is Bartica region, region 9.
Wow. So we learned something here today, and a bushman himself. So you are a commercial pilot or just a...
PPL.
Okay. Listen, man, you as a man have to go and meet in Guyana. Boy. So we,
you that ever, is correct.
You ever been out where they have the cowboys and thing?
Yeah, that's Rupununi. That's in Letem.
The Savannah lands. Hold on. Okay, let me see if we could lock you in here, and let's see if we could take another call and chat with this person. Oh, they hung up. But Letem... So you head out there in the winter and enjoy yourself and then come back here in the summer or the spring.
That is correct. I come back at the end of March, early April to go back to work.
Okay, so can I get your name?
Yes, Sheikh, S-H-E-I-K, Sheikh Ghafoor, G-A-F-O-O-R.
What's your phone number, Sheikh?
647-854-0159.
Mm-hmm. 0459.
No, hold on. 647-854-0159. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So anybody listening, call Sheikh Ghafoor and, you know, chat with him. Now, Sheikh, you ever get bitten or hurt while you're out in the bush there, boy?
Yeah, one time I missed it by the most deadliest snake in the world. It's called the Haimarali. It's about 6 inches long. I was sleeping. It's a good thing the mate came in at the same time and she struck the snake. Otherwise, I would have been gone today.
Wow. What about these tigers and things? You ever see anything like that?
No. You don't worry about them. They get away from you.
Okay. They stay away from people, really.
Yeah. The most dangerous thing is when you're swimming is the electric eel or the haimara.
What's the haimara?
The haimara is a deadly fish like the pirai, but it's the sweetest fish in the world.
But, you know, this is we always hear about the piranhas, and that's something I always, when I go to Guyana, and I see this fellow just jumping in the river. I mean, I take a little swim too, but I always care about when you know what the piranha does, right? But you would find that
they're deadly.
The more in the interior.
They're deadly. They are deadly.
So I went to a place called Parika. And
that's just down the road out to Georgetown, 21 miles from Georgetown.
And there was a place called Purple Heart, a bar.
Yes.
And somewhere back there, it have a black beach or a beach that is black sand.
Yeah, Blackwater Creek.
That's it. And we went there and we beat and things, man. That was nice. But you know, I remember.
Yeah.
How I remember that place was that I went in there and I put some money in the jute box, right? To play a tune. And you know, our next fella come there, a black man come and take my and punch it in and I couldn't do anything.
Seriously?
That's how they...
All we have to do is scream at him and he would run away.
Yeah,
They perform like they're bad guys, but they're lambs.
But listen, at one time, that same day, we were down in the market. So I bought a pack of cheese ball. That's a snack from, like, a cheese, you know, cheese snack, right? A little package from Trinidad. So I saw it, I know it from Trinidad, so I bought it. You know, while eating it, our next one take it away from me.
Seriously?
Listen, and I when I saw that, and I mean, nothing I could do, when I reached back in the airport, it had a line say, we and them, and I watched back, and them fellas, oh gosh, I could have tell them what I really think about them, but...
You should have.
I wouldn't
you
do that
have.
Right now. You know?
You should have.
The experience I had going into Guyana, I mean, Guyana, I always say, the Guyanese are the most hospitable people in the world, but I had experience where we were taking some Five Roses flower boy, and we hide it up, and the fellas stopped and they caught us, because they weren't allowed to take those things, right? And they wanted to... confiscate the car, but the fellow who we were going at, his name was George, he was a police officer, but they had no respect for George. I mean, he was an Indian fellow, and the other guys who blocked us, you know, they were different, you know, but
the opposite side.
Yeah, and I tell you, they want to take the car until we give them money, you know.
Well, that's the worst part. You know what, I think this president, wonderful guy, I think he's trying to change that, but he's got to accelerate it a little bit more.
Well, I think it over time, and you know, he's sincere, I believe, about this thing, eh? I think there's nobody more sincere, because he believes and really hope. And it would take some time, because I always talk about things like that here. No, I'm not Guyanese, but I've experienced Guyana and Guyanese people. We had, at any time, for about 3-4 years, about 20 Guyanese staying at our home. I was the one in charge of going to the airport, bringing them and taking them with their, doing their trade with car parts and bicycle parts and things. My father was a good friend of many Guyanese, and I have seen firsthand what Guyanese went through under the Forbes Burnham government, and we cannot
and
forget. And you know, I tell people, remind, we need to live as one on one Guyana, but you know, we can't forget. We can't forget why you came to Canada and America, why you left everything, and you came here. Why? We have to share that story with the kids. But my brother, thank you very much for calling. Let me play some more music.
Have a wonderful day.
And Sheikh, I want to give you 2 tickets to come to our Guyana Day coming up next weekend, okay? I'll give you a call. I have your number now. We'll stay in touch.
Thank you.
Okay, so another one while I play a nice song for you. The year was 1978. Guyana gained international recognition due to a mass murder / suicide that claimed the lives of over 900 people. Who was the mastermind behind this tragedy? In 1978, Guyana gained international recognition due to a mass murder suicide that claimed the lives of over 900 people. Who was the mastermind behind this tragedy? I'd give you the answer if anybody knew that one. And 416, guys, listen, if you won already, please, the number to call is not my cell number, Ms. Abachi. It's 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. This is an easy one, right? Two tickets to come out with us on that day, and you hear a tune like this.
592 Guyana.
Okay, so
my sweet Guyana, link up with my friends and family.
Guyana is my, I love this song.
Feels like forever. One people, one nation, one destiny. Guyana is my country.
Okay, so who we have on the line?
Mr. Benny Singh.
Ben Singh.
Is that... How are you, Richard?
Good. Is Ben Singh here?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so tell me, Ben, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oshawa.
From where?
Oshawa.
Oshawa, okay. So, Ben, listen, you know the name of the gentleman who was responsible for this?
He's not a gentleman. His name is Jim Jones.
I like how you correct me. He's a monster indeed, boy.
He's a monster. He's a monster, Richard.
So, it's Ben Singh, right?
That's correct.
What's your phone number, Ben?
416.
Yeah.
725.
Mm-hmm.
5661.
You know, I want to give you a text answer, you know, a question, but we might get in trouble if I ask you. Name two other monsters from Guyana that lives in Guyana and was no foreigner. But we will get to that question. Don't bother to answer.
Okay.
Let me ask you, that was in 1978. Were you living in Guyana at the time?
I came to Canada in 1979, so I was there.
So what was it like? Was it shocking to you?
You know, Richard, as a Guyanese, mm-hmm. we didn't know what's happening. We didn't have a clue, right?
Yeah.
Months after we get to find out the real story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was really bad.
Because I think it was more career international news and locally in Guyana. You had a couple radio stations and maybe, you know, I don't know what was the story then, but...
Yeah. There was no television as such, you know?
Can I ask you a question?
You
came in 1979. That's early, right? Early times. How old were you when you came?
I was 25.
And what made you leave Guyana?
I was working at the University of Guyana at the time as a technician, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was promised a scholarship to England at that moment, right? I didn't get it for some, you know, the reason why. I say, you know what? I'm just going to come to Canada. I'm going to book my ticket, come on the vacation. I was given 6 months visa.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it was kind of difficult to get, you know. I came in June 1979. I met my wife in January 1980. And the rest is history, Richard.
Wow. And what type of, when you came here, went back to school or you started working and were you?
Well, I couldn't with you because I had my papers, right? Mm-hmm.
No, but when you settled in and everything, got married, got settled in, you went back to school or?
I did go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
I got my degree in chemical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
While my paper was in process. At that time, it was kind of hard, right? It took 5 years to get my visa, my permanent status. So within the 5 years, I had my BSc in chemical engineering.
Well, you see, so I think that served you well, because that stay you were able to go to school, and I'm sure your wife or your partner then encouraged you and supported you, correct?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And we're still married to this day.
And what is her name?
Her name is Subhati Singh.
Well, let me find a nice song for Subhati. You know, okay. So now put it singing. Subhati, my darling, listen what I have to say.
That's true.
Is she listening?
She loves Sundar Popo.
All right. So let me find a nice song for you right now, okay? And by the way, thank you. And Ben Singh, 2 tickets would be yours. I'd give you a call. I would make arrangement to get the tickets at the gate for you to come out to Guyana Day and you know, have a nice time with us next week, Saturday. It's Guyana Day is back. So, listen. So, if you want to dedicate it to, do me a favor. Help me out here. Dedicate this one to your darling wife. Go ahead.
I will dedicate this song to my loving wife, Subhati Singh. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
रस्मों को तोड़ा है हमने घर छोड़ा है रस्मों को तोड़ा है दूर कहीं जाएंगे नई दुनिया बसा
Hello, and who we have on the line?
Richard, 1 minute to your time. If it wasn't for Congressman Leo Ryan,
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't for him, Guyana would have never been on the map.
Who is Congressman Leo?
He was the congressman that went to investigate Jim Jones when they shot at him. The pilot of the aircraft was a guy named Tommy Fanan. He lost his mind after that.
Wow. So, hold on a bit. Let me back up and help me out here. I do hope you don't mind. So this was before the Kool-Aid incident or after he went to investigate?
No. This is in the midst of the Kool-Aid. After Leo Ryan started to investigate and he was about to leave,
mm-hmm.
I went and fired a shot. That's when Jim Jones started to poison the people.
Oh, so he knew it was coming to an end and he just...
Absolutely, absolutely. Those are crazy these people from the southern side of the border.
So where exactly, I mean, to house 900 people, I'm sure if I Google this I could find out, but where exactly this camp was?
Port Kaituma.
And where is that, in the interior, far in the interior? Or?
Yes, it's in a northwest region of Guyana, going towards Venezuela.
Well, and... you think, is it like considered a tourist site? People still go to check it out?
I don't think so. That's an overgrown place. I don't think the government has allowed people to go there anymore. Because I'll tell you how I remember.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was just graduating from the University of Guyana as a pathologist.
Mm-hmm.
So she worked in some of those bodies.
Wow. That's a lot of people. I can't imagine how even at that time Guyana...